Jay uses his Daily Bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Well, it is pretty creamy and pretty salty.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Hello, this is Bex.
Hello, this is Luke.
This is Dale. You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears.
Whenever I'm listening to radio, it's always on.
Big Brother's Big Ears. Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
Welcome
to the show.
Big Brother is listening.
So when I got there, the toilet was broken. I had to go in a bush. Unbelievable. Didn't have any paper. Lisa is out of the house! But that's a bad thing because I was hoping she was going to win. But it's a good thing because it means I get to meet her next Tuesday when she comes into this studio here. And I shall try my luck with her.
Oh, no.
She's a pretty lady that looks big like a man.
She's going to come in with Mario.
Mario is my best friend. If anyone saw Big Brother's Little Brother earlier today, then you will have seen myself and Mario dress up as...
Best buds.
Yeah, dressed up as Elton John and Kiki D, and we were singing the hit Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and we were hot stuff, baby.
Unfortunately, I missed that one, Ian.
That's okay, I've got them all on the Sky Plus, and I shall be inviting you around one night, and you can watch me
I
on
definitely
Big Brother's
will.
We're having a Big Brother's Little Brother Ian Lee marathon.
Did you dance?
I body popped, and I broke.
Whoa!
I break danced. I did a move that I believe is called the Caterpillar. I did.
Thanks for that, Ian. I'm looking forward to it. I get a little insight into your dancing every day,
every time
that we're here.
Yeah, oh,
yes. Last week, Nicole was out with a whopping 94% of the vote, but tonight couldn't have been closer. Lisa was evicted by only 2%. It was almost a tie.
I'm Ian Lee, you're Gemma Kearney. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. It's like a sort of downloadable radio show all about Big Brother Series 9. You can get it on the iTunes or from bigbrother.com/whatever it is.
Wrong, channel4.com/Big Brother.
Ooh, look at you bumming the radio. If you fancy talking to us, then why not? Oh, look, the bloody producer's a muppet. He's not put down what button I've got to press to make this work. Hang on.
It says it. Come on.
If you fancy talking to us, then why not let former housemate Bex tell you how to do it?
Hello, this is Bex. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and for mobile phones will be considerably more. That was a big word.
That was a big word. As ever, I'll be your Big Ears website captain tonight. Get on board if you want to be a part of the show. In the meantime, Lisa left the Big Brother house tonight. Are you glad to see the back of her?
I was shocked she was going to... Sorry, I'm pretending to smoke on a pen, so I don't know.
He's actually smoking with a pen. You don't even smoke, Ian.
No, I know. Don't do it, kids. It's bad for you. But I'm genuinely shocked. I have got it wrong every single time, and I thought she was going to stay in there, and I thought she was going to win.
It's because she's been given the money, Mario proposed, everybody thinks she's had a good run.
But Sarah's had the money.
Yeah, but, you know...
Sarah's been picked on by
exactly,
those idiots.
Exactly, that's why people feel sorry for her.
Oh, I'm so angry with those idiots this week. We'll talk about that later on, but I'm angry with them.
Is this the most wide-open Big Brother final in history?
No, Mikey's going to win.
Would you take the money or would you share it, Ian?
Well, now that's a good one.
If it was me and you.
Oh, well, I would take it. But if I... No, you would have to... But if you're in the house with someone... It depends. If you're up against Rex, you would lose. Because Rex would take it. If you both took it, you lost everything, didn't you? And Rex... So if you're up against Rex, you lost. If you're up against someone nice like Lisa, I'd share it, yeah.
So you wouldn't share it with me?
I don't see any reason to, no.
Oh, great.
No, would you share it with me?
Yes.
Sucker. I would take it. 0871 200 1048. Give us a call. Now, sometimes on this show, we list the top 5 reasons why you have to listen. I don't think I need to do that tonight. All that matters is that this is the third to last Big Ears. There's exactly 1 week to go, and I'm very excited. So excited. I feel a little bit horny. That's right, I said a rude word. I don't mind.
Oh, no, I'm stuck in the room with just him tonight. We haven't got a guest, it's just me and Ian, and he's feeling a bit horny.
Why?
Scary.
Why haven't we got a guest tonight?
I don't know.
It's disappointing. I always look forward to people that I've never heard of before coming in and hanging
anyway,
out.
Anyway, most important thing is what's been going on in the house since Tuesday.
Do you not think that Sarah's old enough and smart enough to stick up for herself, Mikey? What do you think you need to do it for her?
You just jumped on the bandwagon with what Mikey's been saying to you. That's
so I actually agree
about.
With Mikey.
Really? So yeah. You were upset so much so that you came outside and shared a cigarette with me?
I never shared a cigarette with you.
No, you didn't, did you? You didn't come outside after that and sit there and...
No, that was before. Oh, my God. Are you going crazy? That was before.
secretary.
He wants control over everything. Cooking, luxury budget, basic budget.
Everything.
He had his in silence
and
for 10 minutes Saturday night. He wouldn't let you cook cookies. He wouldn't let people stand up, sing, talk. He's got to be in control all the time.
Yeah. The main thing is I just don't want you to feel upset or uncomfortable around me. I just want to be cool while we're still here together. That's
fine. It's all good. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out some
okay.
other shit.
Cool. Sorry, cool. That's cool.
I nominated Sarah. And for her to have this now, all that she could do is laugh at my face. Anything I say to her, she could just laugh at my face, you know, even though she has pissed me off in the past before. If I didn't want anyone to have that money, it would have probably been her.
Thing is, like, I'm not talking about it, but it is on my mind.
No, I said that, I just said that in the diary room. I said me and Sarah aren't talking about it now because we don't feel it's
appropriate.
You know, fair on the other housemate to keep going. I said, but it is, like, it's hard not to.
Yeah, very hard.
You don't want anyone to like me because you're a jealous little man.
You're a classic bully, Rich. You don't even know you're doing
bully.
It.
A classic bully. You like to use that word because you know that it's taken seriously in it, so you're just going to keep using that word.
Rex,
yeah.
I want you out of the house. Yeah, I want you out of the house. And if it means trying to make people realise the way you're acting and to make... I said 2 weeks ago that the best thing for the house is for Rex and Nicole to leave because the whole place is miserable.
Right, listen, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to be horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, as I said, I've never ever been horrible about you or said horrible things about you. You know, you're calling me selfish. I don't cook dinner for everyone every night.
That. I know.
Yeah,
that.
You know, I mean, you never say thank you when I cook you dinner. I mean, it's not just maybe because you forget or whatever. But, you know, that's not an action of someone who's selfish by cooking dinner for everyone every night. You know, it's not like being selfish would me be getting up and doing it for myself every night. That would be selfish.
Mm-hmm. Big Brother. Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Well, it is pretty creamy and pretty salty.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 83188. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
I was annoyed with that lot in the house today, apart from Mikey. Mikey is the only one that came out with his true colours shining through.
Which were good colours.
They were fantastic. Because Rex, right, Rex was being... I'm going to say the word. Being a complete and utter bully.
He was being horrible.
Horrible to Sarah. She follows him around with her little puppy dog eyes because she obviously fancies him. And that is how Rex gets his women, because he finds women that he can manipulate and control. This is my opinion, of course. And he's a bit nasty to them. Treat them mean, keep them keen. And Sarah's like continually going back for more.
I went right off him. Because remember back in the day, I used to fancy him a little bit.
You did, yeah, yeah.
I thought that whole cocky thing was quite annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, gosh, disgraceful behaviour.
And Mo's obviously annoyed because of he's not won 50 grand.
Yeah.
And so he's like sitting there going, like chipping in and backing Rex up. And it's embarrassing. It's obviously because of the £50,000.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rex has got loads of cash anyway. So what's his problem?
And Mikey, fair play, stood up to him. And I wish Mikey had done this like a month ago because it would have been a lot more exciting. Stood up to him. Oh, Rex, you're a wee liar.
He was talking sense as well. He wasn't just shouting obscenities.
No, yeah. But then, when Rex came out and apologised to him, and Rex said, should we be friends, Mikey? All right, we will be friends for the rest of the thing. We'll have a go. It's not a bad impression. It's getting better, isn't it? And then they apologised.
Carry on smoking your pen.
And then Rex said... Rex apologised, Mikey accepted it, but then Rex still had a go at him.
Carried on, he just couldn't stop.
I cook dinner for everyone every night of the week. If I did that, I wouldn't be selfish, would I?
That's a rubbish,
that
rubbish
was the
impression.
Worst, the worst impression. But I'm a...
We got Colin on the line.
Oh, it's Colin!
How you doing, you alright?
Hello, mate, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Can I ask a question for you straight away?
Go for your life, mate.
Right, wouldn't you like to just punch Rex in the face right now?
Yes!
Well, can I just say, Connie? Can I just say, as employees of Channel 4 and Endemol, yes, I would love to. Oh, yes, I'd love to. God blimey! He was. We've been big fans of Rex here, and you're right. We've supported him and we've stood up for him long before anyone else did. But just this tonight's show, he was. I thought
let
he was awful.
Let himself down.
Yeah.
Yeah, big style.
Yeah, big star, big star.
I was actually screaming at the telly. I don't understand why they all just sat there as well, just sat around, just watching it
and
for hours.
Another thing that got me angry was when he'd had that go. He'd been in once to Big Brother, and Big Brother, we are watching your behaviour, X. And then he had to go in again. He's going, yeah, well, in the towel.
Yeah,
the, I don't think I've done anything wrong today. I don't think today I've done anything wrong. I think I've been all right. Oh, God. Were you impressed with Mikey, Colin?
Oh, total respect for Mikey tonight. Total respect.
I think that his performance tonight, yeah, whatever. I think his performance tonight could make him a favourite.
Yeah, it won him Big Brother.
Anyway, Colin, was there anything else we can do for you? It's not a brilliant line, but we do like talking to you.
No, basically, I just want to take this opportunity to slide Rex off.
Well, you've done that. Hey, listen, we can start asking this now as a legitimate question because people are voting for who they want to win. Who do you right. want to win, Colin?
Well, I want Darnell to win.
Oh, you are having a laugh, aren't you? He's been awful.
I've got a good reason for that.
Go on.
I put £100 on him about 3 weeks ago.
Fair enough.
Oh, what were the odds 3 weeks ago?
3-1.
Well, he's not going to... 3-1?
Yeah, sweet. Thing is, he only let his son down because he had a go at Sarah. He was definitely one of favourites, wasn't he?
He was one of favourites, but he won't win now. He don't stand a chance now.
He knows it as well. That's why he's so depressed. He knows he's ruined any chance of having any popularity.
I am so bored of Darnell's sob story. Go on.
Can I just say, Kat is playing the biggest game ever.
What game? She just doesn't speak. She sits there and cries.
So boring. Why is she so popular? Cookie this, cookie that. Get her out of the show.
Colin, listen, mate, thank you very much. 0871 200. What's the number? 1048. I thought I was giving up my... I once gave up my home phone number when I was doing a radio show. There's a phone in. I gave up my home phone number.
Did you get loads of callers?
Oh, we dumped it just in time. But what an idiot.
That is gave it so out. That's funny. Terrible.
I think Darnell's out of the running now, I would say.
Totally ruined it for himself. In more ways than one, not only has he ruined the chance to win, he's ruined the chance of having any popularity and ever getting any girl.
Yeah.
Just totally
stupid. I do think Mikey has done himself a big favour tonight. Yeah. I don't think he was doing it to play in the game. I think he's genuinely angry with Rex. He's got a soft spot for Sarah, that's fair enough. And he steamed in there. I think it's between... I was going to say Sarah, Kat and Rachel, but Rex got a big cheer tonight, didn't he? When they were saying vote for this person to win, Rex got a massive cheer.
But that
cheer.
Was in the studio, remember? Yeah. Not out there in the crowds. They were like, get Rex out. Yeah. There's no way. If Rex wins...
But then the crowds are wrong because tonight they were chanting, get Sarah out, and they were cheering Lisa. And yet Lisa got booted out. So the crowd is not... Well, we can legitimately ask this now. 0871 200 1048. Who do you think is going to win? You can phone in and just tell us that because it's...
I'm scratching my head.
You ask... I'm going to have a little puff on this. Anyway... It's been such... 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. It's been such a massive week inside the house. We're getting so close to the end of the series. After tonight, there are only two Big Ears shows till the end. I didn't realise that Big Ears is us. I didn't realise that's what we were called until last week.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? So we want to get through as many of your questions as possible. Should we go for the forum?
Yeah, we've got some forum stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Jen Jupiter says, I would have expected the whole house to be warned about their conduct. It's in the legacy of BB9 is... The abiding legacy of BB9 will be a shameful one. It's not only about power, control, intolerance, abuse and harassment, but it's also about weakness and irresponsibility of the programme producers.
Do you think Darnell should have gone?
A bit harsh, hardcore.
Do you think Darnell should have gone? He said he called her an ugly bitch and a slut.
I don't think he should have gone. No. I just think he's ruined it for himself. He's going to get a big backlash. Sarah's dealing with it okay. It's not bad enough to chuck him out.
It was quite nasty and quite unpleasant, but I don't think that
it's
it should have...
It's not get out. It's not spitting in someone's face, is it?
Yeah. Oh, do you remember him?
Ooh.
Oh, what horrible little bloke he was. Spitty spits.
Miss Molly says, yes. I'm unhappy for Sarah now Lisa is going because I feel the three gangs of thugs will turn on her all the more. It's true. You can kind of see that in her face as well. Like
this is quite open. She's in with a chance of winning, surely, isn't she?
Sarah, yeah. I definitely think so. And Rex has created that as well. Because she's dealt with it quite well, hasn't she?
I'm really worried that Rex is going to win.
No way. Nicole would love that as well.
Hey, can I do some emails?
Yeah, go for it.
Have we got an email address? We never give it out. how have we got emails? I don't know, but we'll read them. Sarah Allen says, hey.
Hey.
I wanted Lisa to win. I like Rex too, but I do not like the way he's treating Sarah. And I know Darnell is too. Hang on, what is that?
See, that's what I always do. You start reading it and then you go, wait a minute. Mm.
I like Rex too, but I do not like the way that he's treating Sarah. And I know Darnell is too. So bullying. You can come in if you've got. We're getting delivered stuff. Look, we're getting delivered bits and
more
pieces.
Papers.
More papers are coming in. Come in. You can bring in.
I like the way you read that out, by the way.
Thanks. Shall I read another one?
I think I've been missing something.
This is Sue Raw says.
Go for it.
Would love Cat, Rachel, Rexmo, and Darnell to think they're all up for eviction. It would wipe the smirks off their faces. Cat is very crafty, and Rachel is sly. Mo is false and disgusting. Darnell is a bully. Rex thinks he's God.
Who does she like?
Don't think she likes anybody. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You might as well go down.
In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking live to tonight's evicted housemate, Lisa. I got a bit emotional. Why are you giggling? Oh, my God. Has happened to Ian Lee?
Oh, God, I'm going to talk to Lisa.
Smoking pens, giggling and getting horny in the studio.
Oh, lovely Lisa.
First, though, let's hear what the Big Brother hardcore have been saying about the housemates at LSG today.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
I want to win the show. Darnell is honest, very thoughtful and thinking type of person.
Mo cheating at Las Vegas. Well, everyone cheats, so.
I think Rex is just up his ass a bit. He thinks he's bigger than everyone else because he's got money, but I just think he's cocky and arrogant, really.
I think he's right. I think, you know, if I was in there, I'd give him mouth. I would, you know. I don't like him, to be honest with you.
I want Rachel to win. She's been herself. She's never backstabbed anybody in the house. And she's honest.
Regarding Lisa and Sarah sharing the money, I probably would have done the same. Or I might have made it a bit more exciting. Stole the money and then whispered in the ear and say, I'll share it with you, don't worry. But just to make it more funny.
Kat's been getting on my nerves very much this week because she seems to be manipulating everybody. When Rachel voted for Rex, she gave him such a filthy look, and even Rachel turned around and said, why are you looking at me like that, Kat? And I think that's wrong. Everybody's got their own opinion. They should be able to vote who they want to vote.
I want Mikey to win, not because of the sympathy vote, but the way he stands up to Rex, because I just don't like Rex. Get him out. I know he's ginger and everything, but that's not it. But I just don't like him. I just hate him.
I cannot stand Mohammed. He's my least favourite housemate. He's lazy. He's annoying. Even his voice is irritating. I just don't think he deserves to be in there. He should have been out a long time ago. So not happy with Mo being head of house or being through to the final.
I reckon Kat's playing a game, and when she comes out, she'll be totally different.
I want Rex to win. I like him entertaining me, so I'd rather watch him than any of them. Some of them are boring, and he's not boring.
He's not boring, but does he deserve to win?
No.
0871 200 1048. Terry from Bristol, does Rex deserve to win?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Ian.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's Terry.
Hello, Ian. Yeah, he does. Hello, Ian. It's Terry from Bristol. Yeah, he does. Does he deserve to win? No, he doesn't. My main concern is Lisa this evening.
Go on, Terrence. Terrence, yes.
Well, I was very saddened. Both me and my missus were very saddened that Lisa got evicted from the Big Brother house because she is a real, true woman and is a representation of women. And that's what my missus is in, because she relates to her, because she does evening courses, because she's intelligent. And that's what she brings, a uniqueness that women haven't got, you see. So, and I'm there for her. And that is what Lisa is all about.
So you say...
I know, Ian.
You're saying
I know
she
Ian
brings...
relates to that.
Yes. Ian relates to that.
Yeah. Do you not think that Sarah has a uniqueness about her?
Sarah is... Is she from Australia or New Zealand? I get confused.
She's from Australia. You can tell the difference because Australians say fish and chips and New Zealanders say fush and chups. That's a fact.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
But Lisa don't.
No, she says neither.
But I think Lisa wouldn't eat fish and chips. She's more of an addict, the more of expensive range. That's the kind of woman she is.
What does your missus think? Does your missus think that Lisa would eat fish and chips?
No, we have addict ourselves down the Jolly Fryer. But that is what it's all about, though. You know, the way she wants to cook in the household, Ian. That is commitment. to a relationship.
Terry,
and you can tell she was yearning for Mario.
Yeah, very
to
quick.
Be there with her.
Yes, very quickly. Who do you think is going to win?
Well, I used to like Rex, but he just turned the way he was treating women. It turned me off. So he's not my favourite anymore.
Don't you think Rex is a bit like more of a calamari type of man?
Calamari. Well, if it's in season, see where I come from, we don't get in season fish. It's all frozen.
Who do you think is going to win, Terry?
I think the Australian girl, Sarah, is going to pip it now because women are going to go, oh, women now are going
to. Okay, thank you, Terry. We got rid of him in the air. He was banging.
He was an interesting fellow.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Don't forget, we call you back. So you call up, you give us your details, and we call you back.
Bargain.
Now. Should we do this? I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, go on.
Don't be libelous, don't get us into trouble, and don't swear.
Okay.
It's official, he says, returning to the script. This year's housemates have only 7 nights left inside the Big Brother house. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Yeah. So, I think this is a perfect time to reflect on those housemates that have fallen by the wayside. You know, like they do at the Oscars with all the dead actors. It's my favourite line. So, Gemma. It's my favourite bit of the entire 3 months. So, Gemma, I'm going to say a few housemates' names.
Yep.
And you have to sum them up in one or two words.
Okay.
Or a few words, if you like.
Okay.
One or two. Or a few.
Oh, so which one? What would you prefer? One, two, or a few?
Yeah. First of all, Alex.
You'll never be ready.
Good entertainment.
Oh, really? What a
Now I think that. What I didn't think that at the time.
What a twisted view of
I didn't think that at the
entertainment.
Time.
Entertainment is a juggler. It's a man with his hand in the puppet's backside making the voice come from the puppet. It's magic.
Shall we carry
it's
on?
Sylvia.
Ah, put a sexy spell on Ian.
She did put a sexy spell. I'd forgotten about this fella. The man with spider webs in his head, Dale.
Boring.
Yeah. Stephanie.
I liked her.
Stuart.
Much sexier than I imagined.
He was very sexy, actually.
Okay, Ian, you got to be quicker than me. Come on, Mr. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it to you. Rebecca.
Chubby.
Mason.
Who?
Dennis.
Ooh, at least I've got my dignity. Spit, spit, slap, slap. Have some of that.
Belinda.
Oh, she was just annoying.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
No, she was.
Jen.
Oh, I didn't like her. No, not as pretty as she thought she was.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. Her and Dale belong together. Yeah. And the last one, Luke.
Oh, yeah, I like Luke.
Yeah,
I like Luke. He's got phone numbers.
I know.
He's not called me, no. He's the only Big Brother housemate of this year that I have. Mm. Of this year.
I thought you liked Mario as well.
There's a little riddle there. Riddle me
go,
this.
Go.
He's the only Big Brother housemate's phone number I have of this year. Yet I have the phone numbers of 3 other Big Brother housemates.
Who?
That you
Kate Lawler.
That's one. 2 others.
Eugene.
No, I've not got Eugene.
I can imagine you being mates with Eugene.
No. I've never met Eugene.
The twins.
No.
Oh, Brian Bellow.
Oh, no, I haven't got... I forgot who he was. No, I've not got Brian Bellow.
Who then? Tell me.
John Tickle. And Goss. Do you remember Goss?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. John Tickle.
Can I just say about the Alex thing? At the time, she was really horrible.
Yeah.
But they've all turned out to be so horrible that she doesn't seem that bad anymore.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what's going on in the house and the housemates...
Hang on, we missed a bit.
Oh, go on.
Well, that was fun. Any callers? No. Gemma.
Back to what's going on in the house. And the housemates are all talking about the final week on the inside.
20 grand or a guaranteed place in the final?
I don't know.
20 grand leave now. Do you think you're going to win? So that's what you've got to think. If you don't think you're going to win, then that's your opportunity. Like to
then, then I'd still want to be in the final, though. Even
for £20,000.
You'd spend 20 grand on the final.
I've changed my mind. I'll take the money.
I don't. I would love to experience that final night.
Yeah, because that's final. You can't buy that.
People aren't enjoying their time here because they're obsessed about getting to the final night and paranoid about when they're leaving, and there's too much emphasis on the final night.
Mad
I really don't want to leave, though. It's so scary to leave because this is like your home.
I think that experience would be wonderful.
Yeah,
especially if you think on the other hand that you've been accepted in British public until the last minute.
And I think a lot of people would feel upset if they got to the final and then, you know, and then didn't win.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Well, it is pretty creamy and pretty salty.
Text Big Brother's Big Ears. 83188. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
Yo, 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 yo! 0871-200-1048. Coming up next is Robbie Williams and Angels. That's why I do radio, music radio. Coming up next is Robbie Williams and Angels, but first it's Madness and
every
House of
Every now
fun.
And then I become the work experience girl again. By the way, Gemma, that's how I do music radio.
Yeah, so just listen. Watch and learn from. I know you're like a bubbling under hot young talent.
Oh, here we go.
The MBT, next big thing. I was something about 10 years ago. I used to be something. You can still learn from the master. Putting the faders up on the wheels of steel. It's Christine. Hi, Christine. What can we play for you?
Hiya.
Hiya, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Come on, but turn that off. Sorry, my husband's just turned it on.
Turn what on?
I'm fuming.
And this is sounding very, very rude. Right, Christine. Why, tell us why you're fuming.
Because it'll be the first Big Brother in 8 years that none of them deserve to win.
I think you might be right.
Apart from Mike and Sarah, if they go next Tuesday or whatever, it'll be terrible. Terrible.
Were you
deserve to be in the final?
Were you surprised? I was shocked that Lisa got booted out. I really thought she was going to go all the way.
Yeah, she's done nothing wrong. Well, neither Sarah or Mikey. At least.
Well, Sarah was a little bit of a tease, wasn't she?
At the beginning.
When she first came in.
She's a young girl. She's a young girl. She's 50. I mean, I'm 50. I've got 3 grown up children. Yeah. I watch Big Brother because they watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm that incensed. This is the first time I've ever rung.
No, well done. Well, listen, this is what we're here for. We're to help old women like you who are angry about the results of Big Brother. Sorry, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. So who? Okay, who do you think none of them deserve to win? Who do you think is going to win?
Hopefully Sarah. And I think the only reason she's going to win is because Rex and Darnell have buzzed her.
I think you're right. I think that what's happened in the last couple of days could certainly put... and that might, do you know what? That may have kept her in to a certain extent over Lisa.
And I love Lisa because, I mean, she did nothing wrong. Well, neither has Sarah. She flirted a little, but she's young. She's a young girl.
Yeah.
I think Lisa was, a good candidate to win, but once she'd been proposed to, she got the 25 grand.
Yeah.
Why not leave? It's been a perfect ride for her. I think she's come across well. I thought it was really nice tonight that she left all happy and
alive.
Yeah,
but she really put heart and soul into the tasks.
Yeah.
You know, she really made the effort.
She's not as desperate to win, you know, like the others. The others are more desperate and in some ways make some deserve it more.
Christine, I think I know what the answer is going to be to this, but what are your views on Rex?
If my daughter was going out with him, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a Yorkshire woman and I'd have been down there like a shot.
Aye. Go to foot of our stairs and fetch whippets. Something like that.
It is, yeah. I don't know what, you know, she sees in him, really. What's he doing there?
I don't know. He's a dodgepot, as far as I'm concerned. Christine, is there anything else before we say goodbye?
And Darnell.
Yeah? Oh.
I mean, he's got the biggest chip on his shoulder.
Oh, I'm so tired of hearing Darnell's sob story. Get over it. Christine, listen, thank you very much. We're going to move on because we've got a fella called Sid, and I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone ever called Sid in my life. Sid!
Hello, mate. You all right?
Hello, Governor.
Yeah, the first time for everything.
Isn't there just? Not everything. There's some things I wouldn't do. Anyway, Sydney, what can we do for you?
Well, actually, it's carrying on from what the last caller was saying, because everyone's been talking about who they want to win.
Yes.
And suddenly, Sarah's become really popular.
Yeah.
And I think it's on the back of the treatment that she's received in the past week. But if you think about it, people like Mohammed and Rachel have also gone through a lot of turmoil and stuff in the house, and I think they deserve to win it more than she does.
Which one, Mo or Rachel?
Either of them.
Either of them.
Yeah. I mean, the pair of them have
I think for me, Big Brother's about psychological endurance, and the pair of them have faced a lot of obstacles in the house, but they've come bouncing back with a smile on their face, and I think that's what it's all about.
So I'm just pretending to smoke a pen. We've forgotten about Rachel, haven't we? Because she's kind of was a contender for a while, and she's kind of...
Well, that's what I'm saying, because yeah. It's only because the sort of poor treatment that Sarah's received has been quite recent that she's fresh in people's minds. People are forgetting the crap treatment that Rachel and Mo received earlier on, so I don't see why they shouldn't get the sympathy vote either.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, I don't think Sarah's innocent in all this. I think she's a bit of a tease, and I think she led Darnell on. She was insensitive to his feelings. I would hate to see her win.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm really sorry, Sid, but if anyone's watching on the webcam, Ian just decided to impromptu you. Something you said must have made him want to dance, because he was just dancing in the studio, which is why I lost it a little bit. But I'm not sure I agree with you about Sarah.
Still answering the question. I love it.
Yeah, I think they will win through a lot. I don't know who should win, but not Mo, not greedy Mo, not boring Rachel.
It's weird because I like Mo. In fact, when I was on BBLB this evening, I was bigging up Mo because Mo's done some funny stuff this week. Did you see where there's a brilliant bit the other night where they all went into the diary room, apart from Rex, and Mo fell off the chair. He just fell off the chair like an idiot.
He is mad.
He is mental. And when he became the head of the house and he went in the diary room and goes, yeah, as king of the house, I'm going to have a party every day. And he just kind of made this mental manifesto that obviously could never be achieved.
He just really... He just lives for cider and eggs.
He lives for cider and...
Eggs.
Eggs.
He does.
Anyway, you can do this if you want.
Okay. Mo,
I need to dance.
Oh, no, please. No more dancing. I can't handle it. Mo, Luke, Darnell, Rebecca, and probably every other housemate has at one time been busted for talking about nominations. But as of Wednesday night, it became legal to talk about it. The housemate made a big song and dance about it at the time, even though there wasn't really anything to celebrate. And ever since then, they've had lots of fun talking about previous nominations.
You nominated Rachel.
I know. I nominated the one person that didn't nominate me.
You wasted that bullet. That was a pew. Yeah. I'm glad I nominated you now.
I know. I didn't like you when the poll was here. I'm sorry, you weren't very nice.
Do you really think that looked like the Millennium Dome? Please.
No, Rex is on top of my list. He was there straight away, yeah. Being a regular one. It's like, I mean, I shocked him last night when I said, yeah, I've actually nominated Stuart. And they like looked at me and I went, because he wanted, but it's a genuine, natural reason for, you know, he wanted to be back with his daughter and he wasn't happy here. And he was always going on. And he was my friend as well, but he'll understand that. He won't take it the wrong way. But it's like they will just stick to the same people regardless of what they do.
Yeah, let's like...
Regardless of what they do, Lisa, the way they treat Lisa, people Lisa. And speak yeah. to people.
That's why I nominated you. I love Rex after you made that Millennium Dome decision.
I actually can't believe we just done that.
But still round up.
Like, you've been nominating me from day one. From day one you've nominated me.
Rex, that is why she had to go.
I don't listen. Yeah. I'm not angry with any of you lot for her going. I don't. Yeah. I don't think
I
she was.
Quite like
I don't think that she suited
way.
Being here yeah. Yeah. because she just wasn't. She just wasn't pissed off. So who have you been nominating then, Rachel?
Never mind.
I nominated Mr. Most Sweet.
Sarah.
Are you surprised?
Never.
That's your
nominee. You nominated for me?
Never. I thought maybe you were a little bit better.
Me? Never.
Why not?
Never.
What?
I always nominated Luke.
Really?
Of course. From the first week.
On the phone lines now, we've got a fan of Kat. It's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hiya.
You all right?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I'm a bit tired.
Have you called before? I recognise your voice.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think we spoke. No, I didn't. No, I haven't called before.
Oh.
But you spoke.
I spoke to a woman earlier.
Oh, yeah. So hang on, you've not called us before, but you spoke to a woman earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know, I just recognised your voice. Oh, we've calmed down a little bit. Ian had some mad dancing earlier. I wish there'd been a camera for everyone to see. It sent me a little bit insane.
Is that there?
It sent me, yeah. If anyone's on the webcam, please leave a comment on that dancing because that was insane. Kat was... Oh. Kat was the only housemate to get nominated live on TV on Wednesday, and hardly anyone has nominated her all series. Why do you think that was, Chris?
I'm going to stop you there. Chris, I have to stop you there, Chris. Because I'm sorry, but...
Always me.
I'm sorry, but we've just had a news flash. The Queen... No, we're going to go to the Big Brother
Amazonian
studio.
Queen.
Because Lisa is on the line. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening.
This is a very special moment for us, Lisa.
We have
been very excited to speak to you. How are you feeling?
Oh, fabulous. I'm cloud nine.
Yeah?
What a week. Engaged. I've won 25,000.
Yes.
And I've just been evicted to a fantastic response. And
that's
I'm so
response.
Happy.
What a lovely, lovely time you've
lovely.
Had. I think it's been...
I've had a wonderful...
That's why everyone gave such a great cheer. It's been a pleasure watching you. It's been really, really funny.
Oh, I've had a laugh. A laugh after laugh after laugh.
Yeah, and what a lovely way to leave. With some money in the bank and a hunky husband. Hunky husband-to-be.
Oh, he's so hunky and looks so well, and I love him to bits. So much to catch up on. I can't wait.
Whatever. Did you give him a snog yet?
Not yet, no. I've got to watch my lip gloss. Don't like smudge that.
No.
Go on, Ian, introduce yourself. You know you want to.
Lisa, my name is Ian Lee.
Hello,
Ian. There's one or two rumours going around. Can I just say that from day one, I thought you were the hottest girl in the house, and I thought I quite fancied you.
He really fancied you.
Well, all right, calm down.
You sound all right yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And Mario has recorded. Hang on, this is what your fella's like. Listen to this.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
He's a nasty piece of work, love. You can do better than him. Why don't we meet for a drink? Unless we can just at least discuss the possibility of getting it on.
Oh, I'm engaged now.
You've been blown out, Ian.
Yeah, too done. Late.
Never say never.
We're hoping that you're going to come
back. Liz Taylor. Liz Taylor, was it eight times?
Eight times a night, I think, wasn't it?
Eight times. I better get cracking then, haven't we, Ian?
Yeah, good girl. She's talking my language, this one. Filth. Now, we genuinely thought you were going to win. And we're surprised that you got out tonight. Did you think you had it in you to win?
I don't really put myself up on a pedestal in that way, Ian. I just sort of take things as they come, and I'm very content with the way this week's gone and my experience in the Big Brother house. I didn't think I'd last 3 months, for lots of different reasons. And to get this far, and the engagement, and just everything that's gone on this week, I'm really content and happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's nice to be like that, because a lot of people want more and more and more and more.
What are you going to do with the money? Spend it on the wedding or go on a nice holiday?
I'm going to buy my daughter a runaround car. She passed a driving test a year and a half ago. And I'm going to treat Mario, my family. And I'm going to go shopping and not put a deposit down on something. I'm going to get it this time. And you never know, wedding looming. And there's loads to talk about and things to plan. And a nice holiday. Fancy snow?
You can afford snow now. You can buy it.
Yeah, and it's things like, you know, normally you can't sort of think about things and plan ahead. Now you can, and this is what's so exciting. You can actually go ahead and say, I can plan a holiday and say, oh, I'm doing this, and it's I'm really grateful. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So you and Sarah win the 25 grand each. Did the things in the house change immediately after that? Because suddenly there's all this jealousy, particularly from Mo, but also from Rex and Darnell a little bit. Was it kind of instant, the change in atmosphere?
You felt awkward being happy. It's like, I've just won 25,000. It was a shock. I wasn't expecting it. And you won.
Oh, nuts.
No.
Oh, no.
Mario.
Mario has done this. I will find Sean. I will hunt
him
down.
Where is Lisa?
Oh, man. She said my name and everything.
She was well up for it.
Can I get the clip of her saying my name as an MP3? And that'll be my ringtone whenever it rings. We will go back to Chris, the fellow we're talking to. He's gone.
Oh.
He's gone. He couldn't hang around.
I was enjoying chatting to Chris.
Let's call Chris back because he sounded like a nice lad. I enjoyed talking to him. Let's talk to Paul instead. Good evening, Paul.
Hiya.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Gemma. Do you remember me from last week?
What did we talk about? No, it's not one of my exes. What did we talk about?
We talked about Lisa and Sarah and how I thought Lisa and Sarah would be the top two, but
they were
not anymore. But Sarah's going to win now.
You could be right. What makes you say that, Paul?
I think she's just turned the game totally around. I mean, she's come up from nowhere. She's now the second favourite to win. Mm. I mean, she's gone from bottom favourite to second within a week.
Mm. I think maybe Mikey pulled it out of the bag today. I think...
I missed that bit.
Ian. Basically, I think that Mikey's always been a kind of understated possible winner. I never really quite agreed with it at first, but now that he was sticking up for her in such a good way, I think he's going to be my keeper.
Okay, who do we think?
I think he's going to be top two.
Yeah. Who do we think is going to be the first out of the house? Because we're voting now for who we want to win, aren't we?
Yeah.
And so next week, in order, I don't quite know when this is happening, but in order, they're going to take people out of the lowest votes.
Yeah.
Who is going to be first out of the house? Gemma?
Rex.
You reckon?
Darnell.
Paul, who do you think will be the first out of the house?
I think Katrea. She's totally lost the game now.
Well, hang on. I think we've got Lisa back. Lisa, who do you think is going to be first out of the house next week?
Rex.
Hey, Lisa.
Ooh. Ooh, hello, love. I think it's Rexy time's up, baby.
Yeah. Do you think that, though? Because I've got a horrible feeling that he's going to win it.
No.
I think he's upset too many people. We've seen too many. He's got a really great size as well, very sociable.
Yeah.
And he can be good fun. And he's got an interesting life, and he talks about that, and he can be very chatty, but he's upset too many people, and he's too controlling, so there's no chance. And I think maybe Darnell's he won't be as successful as he'd like to be.
Darnell was definitely a contender. He was a contender for being in the final three, definitely, possibly even a winner.
First.
He's blown it. He's blown it this week.
He has, with his true colours shine towards the end, you see. And I really think that Mikey will probably win. Mikey, Sarah... No, Katrea, I do love... She's harmless. Katrea's harmless, but she's... Two, you don't really get the real person. It's all this shouting. It's not real. You can't have a conversation. It's all, cookie love, ah! happy house, cookie love, happy house, ah! Come here, chop. And I say, oh, God, give me a break. You know, it's like Chinese torture.
I think...
It's morning, noon and night.
All right, calm down, love. Flipping it, that was a rant. You've had that bottled up for a while.
That was a release.
Yeah, can you imagine having that morning, noon and night?
It would drive you mental.
Exactly, it's driving you mad now, isn't it?
I think if the show had finished like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think Kat would have won it. I think it's gone on a little bit too long for Kat to sustain it now.
She's definitely not winning.
No.
She's harmless. She's a lovely lady. I think
she hasn't done anything actually wrong.
But I just think a lot of people will probably think she's just drives you. It's just too over the top. It's too dramatised.
Can I ask you, Lisa? So, Mario gets booted out. It seems like years ago now.
It certainly does.
That must have been weird for you. We've spoken to him a couple of times, and I saw him today on Big Brother's Little Brother, and he was saying how it's weird that he could see you on the telly, but he can't phone you. Right? How weird was it for you, and how difficult was it for you knowing that he was out there and there was no way you could contact him?
It was very difficult because when he got evicted. There was a lot gone on with like the wedding, and then everything seemed to pan out and we seemed to be fine, and then he was up for nomination and he went. And I felt really, I really missed him.
Yeah.
And I thought I'm not going to like last. I thought I was going to go the following week. I thought the housemates were after me because I felt like they were targeting us as a couple because they were a bit jealous.
Yeah.
And when Mario kept getting nominated and he hadn't done anything, he'd been like really nice guy and stuck up for people and spoke his mind. And then when he got evicted, I thought I was going to go the week after, and it felt very pressured all the time. He couldn't relax. And I just thought that the housemates weren't being genuine sometimes. I thought it was a bit of jealousy going on there with me and Mario because we were a couple and Rex was saying, oh, I wish my girlfriend was in here. And we had that every day. All day long, I wish my girlfriend and everyone.
And then when she came in, he treated her terribly.
Oh, absolutely!
It was awful.
And me and Mario was very lovey-dovey with each other. We were very natural.
Now, funny you should say that. This is the question I'm going to ask
most of the time.
Let me ask you the question: did you do it in the house?
Maybe.
Oh!
My mama always taught me to say maybe. It got very hot in there, under the covers. It was like it was like being in a matchbox. Bed wasn't very big.
Well, and Mario's match... And, you know, let's not go there. Right. What are you doing this weekend, Lisa? Do you know?
Oh, probably talking about the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Sorry, that came out.
We'll be celebrating our engagement.
Aww.
And we'll be snogging and having lots of fun and catching up, and me and my daughter and my family. And can't wait.
Hey, listen,
so exciting. Loads.
Lisa, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm really disappointed you're out. I really thought you were going to win, but I think we may see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
So thanks very much.
Please wear one of your special outfits. Can you please wear
something
really, really shiny and colourful?
Yeah.
I certainly will do, babe. Nice.
Thank you.
Cheers, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Look forward to meeting you.
Bye, guys.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Mario's...
Oh, you've got kids,
is it? Mario's one of the nicest. He's a nice bloke.
Yeah, lovely.
Say what you think about it. I think he's a really nice bloke. She seems lovely.
I think those two are the success story of Big Brother 9. Happy, got some money, not too jaded. It's all good. I like it.
Paul, did you have a point that you wanted to make? Sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think Sarah's really turned it around and now she can actually win. She's got a hell of a lot of support and she's got all Lisa's fans now. So, Sarah to win.
Paul, listen, thank you very much for that.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Sarah, Paul.
To win.
Yes, what a nice gentleman he was. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give a call. Here's Luke telling us the terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Luke. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and for mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/bigbrother. You can send us your messages by texting EARS followed by your comment to 83188. That's 83188. Texts are charged at user's standard network rate.
Thanks for that, Luke. On Wednesday, Lisa and Sarah were nominated for eviction to their faces by the BB housemates. But every cloud had a silver lining as they both bagged themselves an equal share of 50 grand immediately after being nominated. Ooh. Here's what happened.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
Lisa and Sarah, you are both going to play the prisoner's dilemma, in which one of you could win £50,000 in cash.
I want to share.
I'm sharing. Definitely.
Share.
I won't do anything different.
Me neither.
That's me.
That's
you know me from day one.
Yep.
And I won't do anything different.
Same.
And I'd never, ever.
And I hope you believe me when I say I'll share. I promise you.
And I promise you 100%.
That's the only thing I'd want to do. I couldn't not share. Like, of course
I would. No, it's not. I've got a heart of gold.
Lisa and Sarah, please show your opponent the block that you have chosen now.
Share. Oh.
You both decided to share. And therefore, you both receive £25,000.
I can't believe this!
Did we just win money?
I think so.
Oh
my God!
Is that the show?
Me and Sarah have been friends from day one and close, and we're both really genuine, nice people, and we both share. And we won £25,000 each. And it's an amazing feeling. The pair of us have never had money like that. And we're in shock. Everyone's like, oh, well done and everything at first. And then Mohammed just said, oh, I wanted to win the money. And when I turned round and said, thank you very much for nominating us and started laughing, you can see that they were like, they weren't quite sure. They didn't quite like it, did they?
I definitely think there's a few people that aren't happy for us at all.
I can tell.
I reckon the only person that was completely genuine was Rachel. Like, that she was
Oh, Rachel and Mikey.
Mikey.
Well, I mean,
well, probably all
it's
them
not
towards
that
three,
bad.
But...
It's Rex. Rex just said, oh, I wish I was in there.
Yeah.
I wish I'd got there. Oh, damn, I nearly got another vote. And Mohammed said, oh, I want the money. I wish I had the money. And Darnell's going on about Sarah already. He keeps going round. He's saying to the housemates, like, I'm fine, I've got the money, I'm fine. So
which I never said.
There's a bit of jealousy there. But he keeps rubbing it into the other housemates, saying, did you hear what Sarah said?
I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. Well, I'm not sleeping anyway, but I'm no way going to sleep tonight. I'll just be thinking, what?
OK, on the phone now, we've got Sarah's friend, Amber. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
Were you on Big Brother's Little Brother earlier?
I wasn't. I was laying in the wings.
Oh, OK, right, fine. Now, you must be very pleased for Sarah.
I Oh, it's amazing. I'm completely in shock that she's stayed in over Sarah. Over Lisa, sorry. It's amazing.
It did. Well, I'll be honest, I'm surprised. It was very close. I think it was only 2% in it. So it was the closest vote they'd ever had.
It's crazy. But I just hope now that's going to mess with the minds of the people that are still in the house, because they're going to realise that actually everyone out here loves Sarah. So
how do you think she's feeling? Because she's had a bit of, well, she's had a weird week, hasn't she, with Darnell and Rex sort of having a go at her. How do you think she's reacting to that?
I mean, it must have been really hard, because she's a lovely person. She genuinely doesn't mean to do anybody any harm. So when people are picking on her like that, it will get to her. But she's quite used to putting on a brave face.
I think
now that she's got that the public opinion, she'll have a bit of an ego boost tonight, I think.
Why? OK, because Darnell is being rude to her and called her a slut and ugly bit, all of that stuff, which is very, very unpleasant. And she's kind of acknowledging that Darnell's being an idiot. But she keeps following Rex around and kind of sucking up to him.
No, I mean, I think maybe she realises slightly that he has got a bit of a control over the house. But to be honest, it's just she sees the good in everybody. So she's just trying to see the good side and get on with everyone in the house.
How much of that money do you think you're entitled to?
Maybe a few drinks.
Oh,
and a few drinks.
Not a holiday. What about a nice city getaway?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Yeah. But we'll see. I know she wants to send some of it on her sister, so that obviously comes first.
Sisters. Who needs them? do you think that she stands a chance of winning?
Definitely now. Yeah. We were speaking to Lisa's daughter tonight, and now all the Lisa fans, they're going to be voting for Sarah, and we're going to be supporting her all the way, obviously.
I think Sarah is good in. Now Lisa's gone. Come on, girl power.
I think she can do it. Exactly. The first newbie and the first Aussie ever to win Big Brother. It'd be amazing.
Amber, listen, thank you very much. Is it weird seeing your friend in the Big Brother house?
It's very odd. Yeah. And also, it's weird because we really expected her to come out tonight, so we were all gearing up to see her and give her a massive hug, and she didn't. So, yay, she's still in, and Sarah to win.
Excellent. Definitely. So, Amber, listen, thanks so much. It's nice to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, Amber.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
One thing, right, you know they had the two of them that were up for nomination.
Yeah.
And then the two of them had to battle out the prize money.
The prisoner's dilemma.
Yeah.
Surely the prisoner's dilemma is who bends over and picks up the soap. That's...
What would have happened? What?
Yeah.
What would have happened if it had been more than two housemates that had been nominated?
That's a really good question. You just think, come up with that.
Mm.
So you're saying what, like, they've been like three?
Yeah.
A three-way split.
What would have happened? They wouldn't have been able to do the game.
Is that mathematically possible that could have happened?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it is. We talked about it earlier.
You're such a ruiner.
Well, no, but you
ruined it. What does embargo mean?
embargo. They drink it in the cargo.
No, you said it the other day.
Yeah, I know. Look it up. There's this thing called dictionaries. Go and look it up in there. Flipping it. Well, I don't know. If anyone could explain to us how they would have done that split three ways, 0871 200 1048, because I'm as intrigued as you are.
Interesting. They haven't got any more.
Oh, we've got some texts. There's some texts. So, yeah, while the producer whispers in my ear where we're going again, because I wasn't actually paying attention to his previous... Okay, thank you. Joel says, "Hi, I'm a professional Elton John tribute. I'd love to duet with Mikey or Darnell on the show."
Or you, Ian.
3580 or 3580 or 3580 or 3580 says...
Wow.
"Mario and Lisa, I loved you. I wanted either one of you guys to win." Oh, not fair. "Am I invited to the wedding? I'm dying to see you guys."
Wow.
No, you're not invited to the wedding because you're just a random that's texted in. You haven't got a name, it's numbers.
You're going to be invited.
I hope so.
Are you going to go?
Probably not.
Yeah, you would.
4806 says, "Darnell and Rex should have been evicted tonight. Keep Lisa and Sarah in. Being called a slut on national TV is a disgrace."
It was harsh. Not even just a slut, an ugly bitch too.
Yeah.
Horrid.
Yeah, let's just think about that for a second. Big Brother, sponsored by The Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Wanna make love to you.
Really being weird tonight, listeners. Seriously, the dance was something else.
We're nearly at the end of the show. Just enough time to talk about the rotten luck greedy Mo has been having this week. He's basically the worst head of house in history. He's lazy, he's got no drive, and he can't do anything properly. And after all that, he has a strop because he didn't win any money. Hey, don't take my word for it. Listen to this.
Mohammed, at 13:11, Big Brother clearly witnessed you insert four coins before pulling the arm. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I'm sorry. Probably because I was so into it, I just completely forgot about the rules.
How have your fellow housemates reacted to the failure of this week's shopping task?
I think they were quite disappointed hearing the result afterwards. You know, everyone thought that they had the task in the bag, and I'm sure inside they must have been thinking, well, why?
Do you feel responsible for this failure?
What can I say? It seems like I've been put in that position to be responsible for it. So, I'll have to take responsibilities for failing that task.
Big Brother would like to offer you the chance to go some way towards making it up. If you eat the entire buffet, you and your fellow housemates will be rewarded with some booze and Vegas show tunes.
I think it's doable. Is there a time limit for it?
You have as long as you like.
It's doable.
Have you finished, Mohammed?
I can't even speak. Oof. I can't even speak. I don't think I can walk.
I could have done it with that 25 grand. I feel gutted. I feel that I should have not been ahead of house. Should have been in there. I could have at least said, don't just put me up. Just put me up. Just, you know, write my name. You know, while everyone was writing name, you know, I would have probably just got up and said, just do it me. Don't feel bad about me. You know, I want to leave.
Hello, aliens.
We do have time for one more special caller tonight, and her name is Mrs. Fraser. Hello, Mrs. Fraser.
Good morning, my dear.
How are you?
Absolutely gutted.
Are you? Why? Because of Lisa going?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's the rest of the housemates in the house, my love, but Lisa was just a genuine housemate.
Yeah.
And to think that the way Rex has been bullying all the people in that house, is so chauvinist. Mm-hmm. He's been pulled into the diary room twice over it and been warned by Big Brother.
Yeah.
And yet, such a genuine housemate went out tonight.
But why? It's the public, you know?
Yes, I know. I don't understand why the public can't see a genuine person. I know all the public have all got their favourite,
yeah.
And I'm not being biased about this.
Right.
But I think Rex's behaviour in the house has been absolutely disgusting. And, I mean, I've always watched Big Brothers. And, I mean, other people that's been in Big Brother series have been put out for less. And they'll all be happy tonight that Lisa's out, because the rest are out in a lot of things.
So do you think he should have been chucked out? It's just too much.
She said that 5 times. Mrs. Fraser.
No, she didn't say that. She said she thinks it's been disgraceful.
In my personal opinion, yes, I think he should have been Big Brother.
Completely gone.
Mrs. Right. Fraser, this is Ian here. Good evening. Can I ask you, good morning. Can I ask you a question, please?
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Mrs. Fraser.
Yes,
Mr. Lee.
Who do you think is the hottest looking gentleman in the Big Brother house this year? If you had to throw one into your bed, if you had to throw one into bed with you, Mrs. Fraser, and pounce on him, who would it be?
It would have been Stuart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, good
of
choice.
Course, of course.
He was even hotter in real life.
Any of the ladies you consider going for?
Sorry?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to win this year?
Well, I did want Lisa to win.
Yes, she's out.
I would like Mikey, but I'm not going to watch it anymore.
What?
No.
I
bet you will. I bet you will.
No, I won't, love. I give you my word.
Okay, Mrs.
Won't.
Fraser, can we call you up? Yes, it's Ian again. Can we call you up on Tuesday during the show and ask you if you've been watching it over the weekend?
I won't be watching it over the weekend.
I don't believe you. So can we call you on Tuesday during Big Ears and ask you if you've been watching it?
Yes, you may. By all means, call me, but I won't be watching it.
Okay, will you still be listening to Big Ears?
That's us.
Well, I don't really listen to Big Ears on the radio.
What?
Fair enough.
Well, on that note, Mrs. Fraser, we'll say good evening to you.
Good night. That's all we've got time for tonight. Thank you so much for listening to this madness.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to everyone who got in touch. Join us on Tuesday at 11:30, straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth. Davina's presenting it this week.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Yes.
Why not us?
I'd listen. Oh, man.
I don't know. Oh. After that dancing, I can definitely see you.
Yeah, you've got a point.
When tonight's evicted housemate, Lisa, will be live in the studio and she's going to be wearing something shiny and colourful, especially for us.
I'm going to make love to her. We're here next Tuesday and Friday night for the last two shows. Hey, if you haven't done it already, then now is a perfect time to subscribe to the Big Ears podcast via iTunes or on this very website, which is www.bigears.com/the Big Brother Program Show.
No, it's not it's that. Just Big Brother like, on its own.
Something like that. For now, though, get your telly on and you can watch Big Brother live through the night.
See ya.
High five, Gemma.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.